Yeah, good morning, everybody. My name is Pilar Martin. I am assistant professor at the University of Florida, and what I'm going to present is our experience where we were developing a global health opportunities at Florida International University in Miami. I was an assistant professor there when I started this experience. And Florida International University is the College of Medicine. First of all, sorry, just the disclosure that I don't have any financial relationship with commercial interests relevant to this presentation. I was just telling, Florida International University College of Medicine is a new College of Medicine. We graduated the first promotion this year in 2013. And the experience I'm going just to show is just a different alternative route that we follow just to start developing a just kind of awareness about global health. When there is a new College of Medicine, global health is not a priority. There are other priorities, accreditation, etc., curriculum development. Really, it's not a priority. But I thought just because my expertise was an opportunity to start just creating this ground for just a future curriculum. And what I'm going to present is a background of this experience, objectives, methods, conclusions, and future plans. Really, what is what we are doing in global health? We live in a world with a change in the demographic, with immigration and displacement of populations, and emergency diseases are a reality. And also, all of these circumstances are creating the conditions just to start teaching global health to the future physicians. Also, in the last years, or maybe because of the natural disasters or many different things, there is a kind of popularity for global health missions. I don't like just the word of missions, and I try not to use this, we use different names. But I think there are opportunities just to expose the future physicians to the field of global health. Also, the medical students at Florida International University started coming to Haiti. I was working with Haiti before the earthquake. I started just by chance. I started working with Haiti in 2006. And when the students knew that I was going to Haiti, they decided just, oh, can I join you, etc. is the way. That really wasn't something that we didn't plan. And also, we created an organization after the earthquake. A lot of people in 2010 were just giving a lot of money, like a $9,000, and we didn't know what to do with this $9,000 in our pocket. And we decided to create an organization with students and faculty, which is called International Health Connection, that really the objective is to promote learning opportunities, not only for medical students, just for other just healthcare professionals. And really, what was a volunteer opportunity was developing into a more comprehensive training of the future physicians. And my rationale was to, there are limited opportunities along medical education, and also it's an opportunity to gain just first-hand experience practicing in limited resources. And also there are different studies that demonstrate that when physicians have experience in global health, are able just to address better the needs of the underserved population, even in the United States. The objective that we developed at the beginning was to provide the medical students with an international learning opportunity that are also integrated within their medical curriculum. And also, yes, other different competencies, such as enhanced cultural competency. And also, there are other different things that we can learn in this experience, like a healthcare administration skills, where we are working in these limited resources. It's very important to promote interdisciplinary work, and there are in the medical, in these teams, are composed with different professionals, like a physician, nurses, and also students from different disciplines, medical, public health students, or nursing students. And what we started at the beginning, which are volunteer activity, we just are just moving from having this kind of missionary approach. I never had, but I mean, is there are around to just developing or just a global health profession. And also from the concept of charity or helping, I tell we are not going to help anybody. We don't help anybody, absolutely. But there are other different concepts that we can learn, that is social justice, health equity, and also sustainable development. It was really, I want just the students learned. And the global health spending are integrated dimensions. There are not only just providing medical services, but also these global opportunities are also providing internship opportunities for public health students. The teams are composed from the different disciplines. And also there are also, global health is a great opportunity to develop scholar opportunities, research, or participating in just in conferences and in publications. The organization of the trip, there are different stages. There are before the trip, planning and preparation, fundraising, because there is not any money for this. And also there is a previous training in tropical medicine and language training. During the trip, also there is accountability, and there are data collection, and sometimes cases collection that the student needs later just to report back. And after the trip, the students do a presentation of the specific clinical cases that other peers from the medical school, they can learn from this experience, sharing experience. And also, we want to provide continuity. There are some medical cases, clinical cases that they require follow-up, and the students, they can work, even from US, in just follow-up with specific cases or that we see in the clinic and they are referred to other different services. This is our example of our trip. The trip has all the different components. We start on the blue with the training, the previous training, the clinical components. We visit, we work with an orphanage, with a local hospital. There is not only providing services, there are also exposed to the local healthcare system, just visiting and getting feedback and insight from the local healthcare providers in the local hospital, and the participate in the research and also sharing the experience. This is an example of the social component as well. The social component is exposing the students to environmental conditions, to the cultural, the food and the music and the art, not only just the healthcare component. This is an example of the clinic in the way, in the order that we work. We maintain the intake, the waiting room, the health education, viral examination room at pharmacy. And this has an explanation because also the students define what is the best order, the most efficient order when we are just dealing with the patients. And what are the competencies and the learning outcomes? We also get some from competencies from the ASPH regarding and how these public health competencies can apply to medical students, like capacity building or health equity or the process management and the social, cultural, and political awareness. And we developed these global health competencies, and there are on the first graph three categories. We have the clinical, the social medicine component, we have a public health component, and also we have the healthcare administration component. And for the public health competencies on the right one, we can see these competencies like a health equity, epidemiology, the burden of diseases, planning and programming, and the interdisciplinary work, research, and the cultural competency. And in the healthcare administration, there are other competencies not on the slide, like, for example, management, the flow of a clinic, and how just to be more efficient as healthcare providers. And also in the clinical part is the compassion, is one of the components that really we trying to develop among the students. The students who are attending this trip, there are this learning outcome in the social determinant of health and health equity, and also what is the impact of poverty and socioeconomic conditions on the health status. And in the medicine, they are able just to understand better what is immigrant health and the connection between local population and those in the United States. and also the cross-cutting competencies already mentioned, social justice and unfair conditions, cultural competency and interdisciplinary work are really just the essential points. And International Connection has been working for several years. We have 9 medical trips to Haiti. It's one of the countries that mostly we work. We have taken more than, considering the last trip, just close to 50 students. We have 2 public health, only public health trips to Peru. And also students in the Master of Public Health has been 5 students just doing the internship in Haiti and Peru. And we have mobile clinic in specific locations, always with the agreement with the municipality. It's not like we land there and we are there to save the world. It's where the working with the municipality. And we have treated around just 1,400 patients and more than 2,000 encounters. As a trip evaluation, we are developing evaluation tools. We have a survey from the recent trips, and we developed just 24 questions. The question cover mostly is the first evaluation tool has been focusing, because they are medical students, on the clinical experience more than in the other components of the trip that we are going to develop in further occasion. Logistics, satisfaction with the facility, etc. 100% of the students participants were really very satisfied with the experience. This is some of the comments that they have. I cannot think of anything to improve this clinic. It ran extremely smoothly. This was one of the best experiences, clinical and overall, that I ever had. I learned more about pharmacology during the trip because I spent a lot of time filling prescriptions. I learned about focus history taking and patient examination. I improved upon my general practice ability. I felt a lot more confident in my physical examination skill. I also learned what people with nutritional deficiencies look and felt like. Also, there are areas with for improvement from this survey. A translator, when we work in non-speaking English countries, language is a barrier. And also sometimes how the flow of the clinic between the examination and the pharmacy, of course the pharmacy is not enough to be filling prescription. And also when there are big groups, it's a challenge. And also another request was to develop a daily debriefing after work that we are implementing. What are, in our experience, what are the key elements for success in these global trips? There are 2 different elements, academic and also the operative and the logistic. In the academic, it's important to develop learning objectives that meet the core of the medical and the global health competencies. It's not something isolated, it needs to be integrated in this. Providing these activities that are integrated with the respective curriculum, either in public health or in medical schools, or etc. Important are the cross-cutting competencies, that social justice, health equity, and cultural competency, for me, are, I think, one of the most. And the cultural learning experience, following up cases, and develop evaluation tools. And also, the operative part is component is basic. And we assign responsibilities to the students from the beginning, and also provide training to prior to the trip regarding just tropical medicine and local language and also pharmacy, and collecting feedback and evaluation from the students. In conclusion, systematically planned medical trips can prove an essential component of global health training with medical education by designing relevant and specific learning objectives within this medical curriculum. And key elements are assigning responsibilities, providing training, feedback, and evaluation. And also students gain confidence in clinical skill and management. I want just to acknowledge Dr. Melchior is there at the back of the room. He's one of the person in charge of this medical trip, the CEO of this organization, and also first and not the last, to the people of Haiti and the people of other countries for allowing us to enter in their life, because we are really foreign people there, and to the students of FIU. And this is a beautiful picture from Haiti, just to finish, and thank you.